This is JIS News. Coming up, loan agreement signed for solar power project in Clarendon, Jamaica to celebrate International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, and government expresses pleasure at the progress of number portability system. The news in detail after this message.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
Now the news. A $47.5 million loan agreement has been signed between Overseas Private Investment Corporation, OPIC, and WRB Enterprises for the construction of a 20-megawatt solar photovoltaic power project in Clarendon. The facility will be the first utility-scale power plant in Jamaica and will help to increase the share of renewable power generation in the country from 7 to 15% by 2020. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says the initiative is reinforcing the government's commitment for clean and affordable renewable energy.
One of the primary goals of our energy policy is to increase the percentage of renewable energy in the energy mix. The proposed solar plant reflects the use of the renewable energy source of solar and adds to the diversification of the country's energy mix as envisioned by that policy.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the contract signing ceremony at the Office of the Prime Minister Thursday. The Ministry of National Security and the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA, will join the world in celebrating International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking on Friday, June 26. The NCDA and the Ministry will commemorate the day by posting anti-drug and anti-trafficking messages on their websites and social media pages. This forms part of a public education campaign on drug-related issues. Other partners include the Narcotics Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Ministry of Justice, and Jamaica Customs. The aim of the observance is to raise awareness about ganja decriminalization, the effects of drug use and its misuse, and inform persons of services available for those with substance abuse issues. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell has expressed pleasure at the progress of number portability in Jamaica. Since the introduction of the system on Monday, June 22, some 200 fixed line and mobile phone customers have switched networks. Minister Paulwell says he's anticipating an increase in the number of customers who will seek to transfer their subscription from one provider to another. He points out that the introduction of number portability is expected to advance competition on the island.
It is also enabling Jamaica to be far more attractive for the possibility of a new provider. We are going to redouble our efforts now to go out to promote Jamaica. I believe that the market can sustain one or two other players, and with number portability, it will encourage a new player to come into the marketplace.
Minister Paulwell is commending the telecommunications companies, noting that the system was implemented seamlessly, with no reports of customers experiencing difficulties with the process to date. And Jamaica is preparing to defend a proposal to have the Blue and Donkra Mountains National Park considered for World Heritage status at the 39th session of the UNESCO World Heritage Committee in Bonn, Germany. Jamaica's Blue and Donkra Mountains is the only mixed site nominated for inscription on the World Heritage List this year. The recommendation to accord World Heritage status to the national park was made by UNESCO evaluators when they visited the island last year. Technical Project Coordinator of World Heritage in the Ministry of Culture, Deborah K. Palmer, told JIS News that having a site inscribed on the World Heritage List is a prestigious recognition with strong tourism capabilities and other benefits.
There is the capacity building of communities because most sites reside within a community. For example, the Blue and Donkra Mountains, surrounded by several communities, the Maroons being one, the capacity for that community to build itself, to gain greater understanding not only of its own heritage, but protection of it, the sustainability of it is also green.
Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna will lead a team of cultural experts to the session from June 28 to July 8. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.